With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Get The Table, another Wrestling Roundtable discussion podcast with myself, Adam Wilborn, Michael Sidgwick and Andy Murray from What Culture, here to discuss another burning wrestling issue. And that issue today is how Tony Khan should save AEW Rampage. Sidge, what did you make of AEW Rampage's worst rating ever this week?
Thoroughly deserved. Thoroughly deserved. I was like the sicko in the meme. Like the window, like that. Because the lower that demo goes, was it 0.08?
Yep.
Yes.
That's pathetic. That's truly pathetic, but utterly, utterly deserved. The lower it goes, the more hope you have of watching a decent hour of television that actually tries and actively tries. It's been coming. It's been coming for a long time. The viewership decline is quite incredible and really stark in contrast to NXT 2.0 / NXT, which in 2022 has improved upon its 2021. This is a TV property, which is great in itself, much less a wrestling property in a state of growth. I personally don't know how they've done it. I'm not the biggest fan of NXT 2.0 or NXT. It's not for my sensibilities at all, but clearly they are doing something right. And the fact that a show that is not great, let's face it, is NXT. And I'm not just talking about the way they tell the stories and some of the more fantastical gimmicks, scripts. Mm-hmm. The level of wrestling isn't that good on it by design. Mm. It exists, and God bless it, it gets a rights fee for doing so to showcase and set a stage on which young talent can improve. It's not there to be that good. That's not really the core function of the show. It's meant to be like completionist fare for the ultra-hardcore WWE stan. And the fact that that product with that level of talent, and yes, there are some great talents on there, but you know, the vast majority are very, very green and very, very inexperienced and working out their characters and all the rest of it. The fact that that show with that level of in-ring quality, right, can improve and grow in stark contrast to AEW Rampage is really, really, really telling.
Yeah, it's, you don't need to sell me on NXT. It's a fantastic show. Best show of the week. But in terms of Rampage, Andy, you know, this is a show that has, very different time, obviously, and very different personnel, hit a million viewers in the past. It's not very fair to compare it to that, obviously.
It's completely unfair to compare it to that, yes.
But it has unquestionably been dwindling. Brandon Thurston, as you alluded to, has pointed out the steady decline of AEW Rampage in the recent months.
Yeah.
What do you make of it all? Where did it all go wrong?
Well, Tony Khan has never made... Rampage has been appointment viewing precisely once, and that was when a certain guy turned up for the first time in 7 years in his hometown and created the most memorable wrestling moment of that year. Tony Khan has never gone out of his way to create appointment viewing with Rampage. There are certainly matches you can point to in a vacuum over the years where he has put them on Rampage and it's like, oh, that's really great. Well, what's this doing here? Blah, blah, blah. Like the first episode, for example. And then things like, obviously, the week he was going head-to-head, quote-unquote, with SmackDown. And we had the pre-Rampage and all of that stuff. And then, of course, you know, certain ratings memes spawned out of that. I won't harp on ratings too much because the problem with talking about ratings on our channel is that our audience don't really care about them. And if I do it for too long, our audience will do the same as the Rampage audience, unfortunately. But yeah, for me, it's really as simple as that. It's never appointment viewing. Occasionally, you'll see Jon Moxley on the show or someone of that ilk, but they'll be wrestling Daddy Magic in a match that might be fun, but there's no doubt as to who's winning. It's not going to go longer than 8 or 10 minutes. You're not going to get your, you know, usual high level, whatever, whatever. It's going to be a screw-around match or whatever. I think it speaks volumes that we've not yet seen a trios match in the ongoing best of seven series. You have seven matches, Anthony. If you wanted to kind of tell people that maybe Rampage is going to be a little bit more important, that'd be very easy to do. But you've been conditioned to accept this as a B-show. Wrestling executives speak out on the concept of B-level things all the time, right? When the TNT title came in, it's not a secondary title. It's going to be the same level of prestige when Rampage, oh, it's not going to be a B-show. We're going to treat it with the exact same level. But inevitably, things become B by comparison, no matter what your best efforts are. And the best efforts of AEW to make Rampage appointment viewing and therefore compel people to tune in every single week went by the wayside probably about 3 months in.
I would gently and respectfully disagree with one take there. They did try and differentiate Rampage, not as appointment viewing, but certainly you have to watch this if you want to get the very best of AEW this week. It was the destination of CM Punk matches.
Yes.
Or the exclusive destination of CM Punk matches.
Which would fall within the 3-month-ish window that
So it was a destination for CM Punk matches. At various points, and again, this is very, very early in the run, he booked what was almost guaranteed to be the best TV match of the week across Wednesdays and Fridays on Rampage. Eddie Kingston versus Bryan Danielson was one of the best matches of 2021. No way now in December 2022, would you see a match of that caliber on Rampage. He would save it for Dynamite. The precise moment for me, anyway, when I realized this has really, really fallen off is that Tony Khan is very, very strict on tradition. He loves it. He wants to build tradition. More often than not, there will obviously be examples that will be cited in the comments section. He's very, very strict with storyline continuity. Something like the Elite Saga, for example, you can trace it back to day one. It predates AEW, in fact, and they've been relatively consistent with it. He likes to revisit the same markets at certain times of year to build a tradition. He will have New Year's Smash and the TV specials on the same calendar every single year to build the tradition. And he himself has celebrated anniversary shows on Dynamite because he loves that October 2 because it's a tradition and he loves it. He did not celebrate the one-year anniversary of Rampage. August 13, 2021, or there or thereabouts, went by with no celebration whatsoever. And I think it's because if people were to, as people tend to do when, like, WrestleMania comes around, you talk about your favorite WrestleMania matches, it's a big, broad conversation. If people were talking about, oh, their favorite moments from Rampage, you'd think, well, nothing in the last 5 months, apart from that time they did a live one in California and the Young Bucks wanted to work it. It would have to be something from September or October 2021 or August.
Yeah, you're really going into like micro moments, aren't you? Like Athena clocking Aubrey the other week, like little moments of just adrenaline spikes within that. You can't really sit there and go, yeah, remember that great 15-minute match? That it was so explosive and memorable from a few weeks ago. There's no meat on those bones anymore. And pro wrestling broadly, it's extremely simple. Book things that people want to watch and they watch the bloody show. Orange Cassidy defending against QT Marshall. It's not going to attract people.
I would like to be there in the building for a match like that.
Me too.
I certainly waited until the last possible moment to review it professionally on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Ultimately, right, Tony Khan isn't a stupid man. He is, in fact, a very intelligent man, okay? He knows this. He knows that Rampage is in the mud, to use an old 2019 expression, okay? Is it too conspiratorial of me to say that he's intentionally sandbagging this show? Because I don't even think it's a B show anymore, and I'm not being hyperbolic. Like, some of the main events I've seen on that show, some of the cards I've seen on that show, like their elevation tier stuff, I don't even think it's a B show anymore. I think it's a C or a D show. And I have to think that, and I don't understand the businesses of this scenario I've just made up in my head. I don't understand the business reasons, but I'm just trying because I find it unfathomable, man. I find it unfathomable because it's not just B-show. It is so much lower than that at this present moment in time. Is he trying to make Dynamite the, like, you'd hope that it would be number one every week in the cable ratings for the time slot and indeed the night. That's the aspiration for Dynamite. Is he trying to preserve the special appeal of his Wednesday show, right, ahead of rights fee negotiations, with the idea being that if I kind of conflate the two properties and get some of the Rampage stink on Dynamite and just try and overload the consumer, that people will start to think of Dynamite as like a lesser show as well? Is he trying to make this comparison? Because I do not know what on earth he's doing, and it leads me to get very conspiratorial and suspicious. Probably very stupid things to think, because more money generated by advertising is going to be more appealing to the Warner Brothers Discovery conglomerate, but there has to be another reason here. It's been so flat and inessential for the longest.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Time.
Well, yeah, as we get on to how he should go about fixing it, like you say, just to cover some of the things we talked about there, NXT and NXT 2.0, despite my love for that show, that beating AEW and improving whilst, as Brandon Thurston pointed out, Rampage declined is jaw-dropping. I think you're right, Andy. I think the moment they said, here's the best of seven series, and you went, there's no Rampage yeah. on that list yeah. is big. I can't remember, you and I sit here and preview and review Rampage, What Culture Wrestling podcast, wherever you get your podcast from, every week. I cannot think of the last time we sat in this room and I asked you about a match and you didn't go, well, this is so-and-so's clearly winning this match. Like Darby Allin Cole Carter, for the most recent example. QT Marshall, as you said, challenging Orange Cassidy. Every single match, you go, right, that person's going to win because that person's just, you know, developmental talent or... I've barely seen them on Dynamite, for example. In terms of fixing it, I've seen various suggestions that I'm just going to throw at you now, Sige. I've seen people say they should make it a dedicated Ring of Honor show if they're not going to get a Ring of Honor TV deal separately. I've seen people say they should make it just all women's wrestling on there, considering the lack of women's wrestling you get on Dynamite, one match a week, of course. They should make it live every week, as you alluded to. That does seem to pique interest. And the fact that people say, I don't really watch Rampage because I can read the spoilers about it on Thursday morning on the internet. Is that the fix?
Well, there's a lot of data out there that suggests that even though I prefer to watch a live show on a subjective, anecdotal level, because I think a lot of people I know or have read have said things to that effect, it doesn't really impact the ratings one way or the other, whether it's live or taped or spoilers are out there or whatever. It seems like one of those things that can't be true, but it in fact is. As for a women's show, the problem with doing that, I would love it. More representation is absolutely the way forward. I would love to see a Jamie Hayter match every week. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see an Athena match every single week because she's absolutely fantastic at the moment. It would be fantastic for all sorts of reasons, but the problem with that is somehow he has contrived to create an even more foul stigma about women's wrestling than the Rampage brand. So I think from a really sort of dry, ugly, capitalist, money-making perspective, the idea of saving Rampage with something that's even lower in the minds of the audience is not a good business idea. Personally, subjectively, for my entertainment, yes, I would like that a great deal. It simply isn't tenable or viable, unfortunately, with the way these outfits make money. And along similar lines, the ROH brand is more dead than the Rampage brand, so that makes no sense either, even though it would solve a lot of problems. I think a lot of people don't want much of an ROH presence on AEW TV, even if it is debatably, overstated, particularly in recent weeks, of course. But the problem with the ROH brand, and I feel like we could discuss it deeper in the near future, is that no one missed it. There wasn't enough time to miss it. It wasn't cruelly taken away from us in the mid-2000s when Bryan Danielson was just rewriting the standard of in-ring professional wrestling. The brand was dead. It was invaded by Control Your Narrative. people didn't care about it. The Blue Dots became a meme for how empty those shows were. And it doesn't offer a single thing that AEW doesn't. It's not like the WWE ECW thing where for two shows at least, it really felt like, how is this possibly being promoted under the WWE umbrella? It's so authentic and different and gritty and violent. That just does not exist conceptually with this ROH reboot whatsoever. So for all those reasons, I think it's a bad idea to put it on television. I don't think they'd even be allowed to put it on television because they themselves, Warner that is, probably realize the low brand value of that as well. So I don't think either of those fixes are viable for me.
What do you think the solution is, Andy?
Yeah, it's certainly not veering in either of those directions, I don't think. It's really easy to look at something like the Ring of Honor situation and go, hey, it needs a show, put it over here on Fridays that aren't doing so well. But I think Fridays would perform perhaps even worse for the reasons that Sidgwick has outlined there. If Ring of Honor is to come back, it's going to be that completionist show. It's going to be probably something on a streaming platform that's a little bonus and a little extra incentive for subscribing or something along those lines. I'm not really sure. Lest we forget as well that when Ring of Honor was on TV recently, it was on the network of the company that owned the promotion. Yeah. So, boom, there you go. I think this is really simple. I think it's really, really straightforward. You have to put a world title match on there every now and then. You have to put a trios match that guarantees 4.5 stars. You have to put Jamie Hayter versus Serena Deeb for 15 minutes. You have to eat a bit of dirt. Okada's here. What the hell? He's wrestling Darby Allin. Oh, it's on Rampage. I've got to tune in for that. You got to do that every week. And you're going to eat a bit of dirt for a while. You're going to put these matches on and you're not going to see instant results. And you're going to have a John Moxley match that only draws a 0.15 or whatever. Big deal. To me, that's the only way to fix it. Ratings are a product of momentum and marketing. The marketing is atrocious at the moment. It is, look, I like QT Marshall versus Orange Cassidy. I get a great deal of enjoyment out of both those guys. And Cassidy, in the right situation, is a big draw and is hugely over. It's not when he's going into a guaranteed win against the guy who is playing a goober on TV and never wins. You simply have to market this better. And the way to market that better in pro wrestling is put things on the card people want to see. It's not simply a case of putting John Moxley on there against Daddy Magic, because that did not work. That does not work. Britt Baker could wrestle enhancement talent that AEW's used. Danny Luna, for example. Is she still a free agent? I have no idea. Go 8 minutes or whatever. People are not just going to tune in because Britt Baker's there. They're going to go, oh, look, she's wrestling an enhancement talent. That would be on Dark a couple of months ago, that match. It really is that straightforward. You need distinctive stuff as well, to a degree. I think you need I think it's good that things like the Athena story are largely playing out at the moment on Rampage, because I love that. Mm. And it means I have to lock into it every week. Now, we obviously have to lock into it because we're content producers. But things like that are definitely good. And then when they cross over to Rampage, it rewards your investment and goes, hey, maybe I need to, when they cross over to Dynamite, And you go, hey, maybe I should watch the show on Friday nights as well, because then I'll have more of an appreciation of this stuff and it all has to feed into one another. Right now, Rampage feels like it's on an island. There's almost never a match that makes your eyeballs pop out of your skull. That is a huge problem. It should be a guaranteed source of great matches and great stories every single week, just like Dynamite, played out in an hour. I understand the skepticism, maybe on the booker's behalf, because the time slot stinks. Mm-hmm. They are never going to do good numbers in that time slot ever, barring getting legendary cult voice of the voiceless figure out of retirement, and there's only one of those, and he just left in a pretty dubious standard. So I think that the elaborate schemes to save this show are unnecessary. I don't think the Ring of Honor thing, for me personally, it's not a problem. It's the same guys. They're all AEW contractors. I don't understand why this blows so many people's minds, but it clearly does blow some people's
minds. It blows my
mind.
Too many bloody titles.
Yes. Yeah. So I think you should bin those elaborate ideas and just book a good wrestling show. It sounds dumb. It sounds overly simple, but wrestling is simple. And it's best when it's
yeah. How often, I've got an elaborate idea for you, but carry on.
Well, I was just gonna say, we preview Dynamite as well, obviously. And yes, that's obviously the A show. That is where all the storylines, and you know, I can come into this studio and ask you questions, even when nothing has been advertised to Dynamite about what's next for this person or this storyline or whatever. But arguably, we could come in here most weeks, and I could just read out the fixtures to you: Dax Harwood versus Bryan Danielson, for example, recently. And you get excited about that because, like you say, it's relatively predictable. We all kind of figured Bryan Danielson was going to win that. But it is also, as Andy alluded to there, appointment viewing. And no offence to Cole Carter, but it's Darby Allin versus Cole Carter. You know, is that the solution? Is it just put more big matches on Rampage?
Fundamentally, I agree with everything that Andy Murray has said. And it's not just specific to Rampage. It's pro wrestling booking. If you book an attraction that people are interested in watching, they will watch it, and that's not been the case remotely for Rampage for several months. The odd exception aside, like Shibata versus Cassidy. I'm not going to complain about that. That's on Rampage. I'm not going to watch that at all. So fundamentally, I agree with everything that Andy Murray has said. However, and I'm going to try and get him in particular on board with his argument. In season 2 or 3 of The Wire, right, they are having a problem selling their product, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm scared where this is going.
They have a problem selling their product, right? What is the solution to the problem? They sell the same product, but it has a different name, and they convince people that, all right, it's new, it must be much better. It's different to what, it's more powerful or more potent or whatever, right? Maybe that's the answer. If he truly cares, and I'm with Murray as well, terrible time slot.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't going to say, oh, I don't want an extra hour of TV.
Yeah.
That obviously is going to curry favour with Warner Brothers Discovery. It's obviously a massive testament to the job he'd been doing. He was obviously going to gobble that up, and only an hour as well. Maybe he was always fated to be this completionist fare that just about warrants a rights fee and all the rest of it. If he does care, and again, looking at those cards, I'm not convinced he is. You need to sell the product under a different name. If you rebrand Rampage and call it...
Is he going to say AEW Fuse?
AEW Fuse.
I've been campaigning this from the beginning.
Or AEW Lightning. Or AEW whatever.
Yeah.
Not only will it sort of be... It will sort of cosplay as a different show, even if
new
that is not the case. New coat of paint. Right. What it'll do is... The very fact that you've changed the name of the show will sort of represent tacit acknowledgement that you know the old one has failed, that it's really not worked out, that the public is not interested in it remotely, right? But people will get excited about it again. It's the tacit acknowledgement of something new, something different, something better, but ultimately, why would you go to the exorbitant cost of new marketing materials, a new logo, new trademarks, the potential brand credibility issues that you could incur if you just don't care about it again, no matter what name it is. Because that would theoretically, if you try and launch a different product, like a reality show, you'll come across like a con man just trying to sell the public on crap by a different name, like a snake oil salesman. The question is, not necessarily how Tony Khan should save Rampage. And I do think the answer is, if he cares, rebrand, because that brand name is dead, stigmatized as completely inessential. I think the real question is, does Tony Khan give a toss about Rampage? And increasingly, I'm very, very cynical about that answer.
Before we wrap up, is there danger of it being cancelled? Or do you think that's maybe a bit too far in the realms of...
Yeah, I mean, it's really difficult to... say without diving into numbers that people find exceedingly boring.
We're near the end now. We've got the retention sorted.
I think that this topic is obviously quite poisonous. How many times have we read from crap Twitter accounts that have news in their name that Dynamite's going to go down to an hour. They're pissed off. They finished in the top one, but they're pissed off and they've had enough. Rampage still performs reasonably well for its time slot is the core fact of all of this. You look at a 0.8 and it looks horrendous, but then you're like, okay, World Cup, NBA, there was a college football, which I think is big in the US. Imagine university sports in our company, a country being on TV. Completely different culture. I love the American sports culture.
You've got one, and it's the boat race.
Yeah, it's the most Tory piece of crap you can imagine. So no, I don't think it's in danger of being cancelled. I think it harms AEW's value a little bit in the next round of negotiations. Whoever enters that room might be like, what? Look at the trend more than anything else rather than the baseline number. But it still performs relatively well in a bad time slot. Yes, these things look bad out of context, but when you pick them apart and get to the core of it, it's 10 p.m. on a Friday night, lads. I'm having a beer. I'm not watching wrestling. I'm DVRing that, and I'm watching it on Saturday morning with my cup of coffee. I think a lot of people are probably in the same boat.
Yeah, it can be certainly salvaged from the, what is it, 0.8 no, 0.08, sorry.
That's right.
And 360,000 viewers. Like, you know, somewhere slightly higher up is what they should be aiming for.
Yes.
But it's not going to be cancelled.
I wouldn't have thought so, no. Like, again, Murray's very correct. He's very sort of prudent with his data. It's a terrible time slot, and it routinely, not recently, which is a bit of a cause for concern, but routinely it usually outperforms the competition in that slot, and it's a race for number one. And as Jerry Seinfeld sort of incredulously said, quoting a lot of absolutely fantastic television here, as Jerry Seinfeld incredulously responded to Larry King, there's a long way from being number one and being cancelled. So it's not number one, but you know, it's not number 300, is it?
Exactly. Well, let us know your thoughts on AEW Rampage or the soon-to-be-called AEW Fuse in the comments section below or on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Whilst they can follow all three of us, you can follow Andy Murray on Twitter at...
At M. Sidgwick.
You can follow Michael Sidgwick on Twitter at...
At Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hog, because I'm, you know, maybe he's hiding one in there. Maybe.
You can follow me on Twitter.
Big feet, that's all I'm saying.
Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. But for now, this has been Get the Tell. My thanks to Andy Sidgwick. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.